By you. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Goodness, it's folk here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM in Sheffield and around the world digitally on the internet at www.sheffieldlive.org. The show's also available as a Mixcloud podcast later on. I'm James Fagan, broadcasting for the first hour, and you'll be joined by Sam Hindley for the second. We've got some brilliant music for you today, some new releases, some absolutely classic folk, a great char ballad, and an interview with one of Sam's all-time heroes, John McCusker, in the second half. So, whatever you're doing, make yourself a nice beverage and put your headphones on or turn your speakers up and listen to some great music with Sam and myself here on Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Thank you. first knew her, she was a dancer. I saw her leap confidently, knowing that should she fall, it would be into the arms of her very own partner. She never failed to get a curtain call.
All-time favourite albums of theirs, all-time favourite albums, full stop, Dancing with Bruised Knees from 1977, and that was the title track. And before that, you heard A Room in Paris by Dreamers Circus, also one of my favourite records. And at this time of year, can't help thinking of A Room in Paris and how nice it would be to be there in the summer. Welcome to the programme. Let's go on with some classic music from 1975 from English ballad singer Roy Harris from his album Champions of Folly. This is the very excellent Bold Lovell.
As Lovell was riding all across the misty mountain, two merchants, their money they were counting. He drew out a pistol and he never gave them warning, robbed them of their money and he bade them both good morning. Though the devil's in the women, so they say, now the devil can a fellow let him be. He came into a public house and he counted out his money, call on the landlady saying, send in pretty Polly. While they were talking and thinking of no matter, she stole away his pistols and filled them up with water. Oh, the devil's in the women, so they say, now the devil can a fellow let him be. you must leave her. For a long time you've been on the road to the gallows. Come along with me, young man, and be a decent fellow. Oh, the devil's in the women, so they say. Now the devil can a fellow let him be. He reached for the pistols, but they wouldn't shoot for water. They lathered him well, and they gave him no quarter. Polly, she cried, if I'd known that day was coming, I'd have fought him like a tiger, love, although I am a woman, though the devil's in the women, so they say. Now the devil can a fella let him be. For this I've got two brothers, and they're in the Marines. One of them's in Chatham, and the other one's at sea. Both frisk and lively lads and champions of folly. I'd rather they was here today than you, deceitful Polly. Oh, the devil's in the women, so they say. Now the devil can a fella let him be. As Lovell was a-climbing up that old gallows ladder, he cried out so gaily for his highway cap and feather. Well, I've always been a lively lad, but never murdered any. I think it bloody hard to swing for lifting a bit of money. Oh, the devil's in the women, so they say. Now the devil can fella let him be. Oh, the devil's in the women, so they say. Now the devil can a fella let him be. We'll be right back.
The wonderful Gwilan Bowen Rees with Ir Hosse Las. That is the opening track from his most recent record, and I think it's quite brilliant. Coming up in Sheffield on Tuesday, the 16th of June, Lady Masary and Jimmy and Sid present Wakefire, an incantation to summer. This is happening at Firth Hall, and it's the second collection of seasonal songs put together by Lady Masary and Jimmy and Sid. And I'm going to play this track especially for my sister Kate in Australia, who was talking to me about how much she's been getting into this record over the last couple of weeks. And this is one of her favourite tracks, Sweet Lemony.
As I was a-walking one fine summer's morning, oh, the fields and meadows, they looked so green and gay. And the birds were singing, pleasantly adorning, right early in the morning, at the break of the day. It's all for the white robe that I once used to wear.
Classic music from Ann Briggs from her 1971 highly sought after LP. The Time Has Come, that was Standing on the Shore. I'm going to play you two working class anthems now, one quite old and one very new. The first one is from the great Australian band Redgum and is called Killing Floor, and it's about trade unions and it's about working people in Australia. And I'll follow it with a contemporary Australian artist. His name's Les Thomas, and he's about to tour the UK. And you can see him in Sheffield at Cafe Number 9 with support from Marilla Holmes. And that show is happening on July the 22nd. And Les Thomas's song is about the demise of the Australian car industry, particularly looking at Holden's. And I'll play this for my son, Harry Fagan, who asked me yesterday what my favourite Australian classic car was. And I said, "What's yours, Harry?" And he said, "Holden Commodore." I said, "How do you know about those?" He said, "Because I'm half Australian, Dad. Everyone knows about Commodores." So this song opens with a line about Holden Monaro. And I'll play it for Harry. But first, Redgum, one of my all-time favourite songs, this. The Killing Floor.
Joe spoke no English, but he had a dream, and he saved up most of his pay to bring his wife and six kids from Lebanon and settle down here to stay. You could feel the prison of his loneliness, cause he wouldn't see them for years. He kept brandy behind the compressed air tanks, and he gulped it when the coast was clear. Nick the Greek collected tropical fish, but he had to be a character too. So he smuggled in piranha just to break the law, and he fed him on kangaroo. And Bob's pride was his handlebar moustache, and he said he still combed out sand. Pushed a tank through the Sahara Desert, so they made him the leading hand. Ah, 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 the summer night shifts were long and cool, and Johnny don't smoke cigars. Young David sweated in his speckled black mask as he gazed out at the stars. Crazy Charlie was a Yugoslav, his old suede H Chevy could move. His ambition was to live on a hippie commune when Dave told him about free love. Fred had been a farmer and a heavyweight champion, hands like a stump jump plow. Move the earth with the thrust of his arm, he was loading on the paint line now. Ah, 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 the boys made a noise every Friday night at the bar of the Hilton Hotel, downing pints and chewing the fat till the 10 o'clock closing bell. There was only room until the foreman came and hiding his shame with a cough. He said they're cutting back down to one shift now, they're gonna have to lay you off. Their anger was spent in a rush of fire and then smouldered out of mind. When they shook hands on that last great day, each was in his way resigned. And a few days later I saw old Joe, when he looked like he'd aged 10 years, drunk on the tiles of the Spec Hotel, and he couldn't hold back the tears. Ah, ah, and the doctor was rolling heavyweight belts. I remember what he said, there's no giving up on that killing floor if you don't fight again. If you work with your hands for your livelihood, someday you might have to choose. When the class war rages on the factory floor, if you don't fight, you lose.
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 If you don't fight, you lose. If you don't fight, you lose.
My father likes to tell me old Holdens never die. Keeps a Monaro parked out in the drive. The pride of Fisherman's Bend, he'd assemble with his friends. A steady job that kept him occupied. A single income family, now mum and us three kids, with food and clothes, a roof above our heads. With a lion on his jacket and a regular pay packet, the dreams of freedom rolling from the sheds. From the FJs to the VNs, all models in between. It fit the engine block or dash or seams, and saw his own reflection when polished to perfection, before they'd let him out to hit the streets. But it broke my father's heart to see hopes torn apart when the last of the old Holdens left the line. They don't make them anymore, but I heard the lions roar when the last of the old Holdens left the line. We bought into a legend as our own way of life, a migrant nation coming to its prime. I saved for a Tirana, saw Brock at Panorama, cheered him on at Bathurst every time. Well, GM's Detroit office, they kept an eye on profits, how small and fragile market couldn't hold. And the rising Aussie dollar fell hard on our blue collar, left 60,000 workers in the cold. Still late at night he tinkers, works hard with hands and fingers, for serving what he can of his proud past. He'll fire up the ignition, still kept in mint condition. The labor of his love is made to last. It broke my father's heart to see hopes torn apart. And the last of the old Holdens left the line. They don't make them anymore, but I heard the lions roar. When the last of the old Holdens left the line.
That was Les Thomas, and I mentioned that he will be accompanied by Marilla Holmes when he comes to Cafe Number 9 in July. Now, let's play Marilla Holmes. She lives in Sheffield. Her latest record features many, many friends, and in fact is called Marilla and Friends. And one of the early tracks on the album is the very brilliant song by Sheffield's own Jenny Reid. And the song is called We Persisted, and it's become a staple in Marilla's set. And you can see Marilla on the 17th of June in Sheffield at Crook's Social Club as part of a concert called Acoustic Encounters. Here is Marilla Holmes with We Persisted.
They marched upon the palace when King Louis was at play, and won the bread they'd come there to demand. But come the revolution, they refused to hide away, and by the reign of terror they were banned. They knitted as they sat and watched beside the guillotine. They came there to bear witness, they came there to be seen. Like those women at Versailles, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. Like those women at Versailles, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. She stood up on the Senate floor, she earned the right to speak, though the men of the establishment resisted. She was warned, given an explanation, told her cause was weak. Nevertheless, she persisted. She spoke up for the memory of heroes who are gone. And though they tried to stop her, the words still echo on. Like those women at Versailles, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. Like those women at Versailles, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. She packed her bags one afternoon and set off home from school, a 15-year-old Muslim teacher's daughter. She wrote too much, she spoke too loud, she made them look like fools, and the men who feared her education shot her. But when she had recovered, she went to show the world that armies cannot overcome a fearless teenage girl. Like those women at Versailles, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. Like those women at Versailles, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. So when they try to keep you down, my sisters, daughters, friends, remember women's voices can't be silenced. And history will tell of how you triumphed in the end, though they came for you with slander, shame and violence. We'll celebrate each other in story and in song. With compassion and humanity, our voices will ring on. Like those women at Versailles, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. Like those women at the side, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. Like those women at the side, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. Like those women at the side, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted.
Friday's Child.
Friday's Child, that's me.
The Child Ballad every Friday.
Time indeed for Friday's Child, and if you're following along, you'll know that we're up to Child Ballad 221. This song is known as The Green Wedding. The probably original version, being Scottish, was called Catherine Jaffray, and it's also known in Ireland as There Was a Lord in Edinburgh. And it's the Irish versions we're going to look at mostly today. The song is also popular, particularly through its Irish connections in North America, where it's cropped up both in the USA and in Canada as well. I'm going to read you the very excellent sleeve notes written by the late, great Rod Stradling, who made the notes for a re-release of the recordings of Cecilia Costello on a musical traditions anthology called Old Fashioned Songs. So let me read to you Rod's excellent notes about Cecilia's recording, which she recorded initially in 1951 for the BBC and was released on the Leader catalogue of source singers under the name Cecilia Costello. And she sang the song, which she called at that time, There Was a Squire in Edinburgh Lived. And here are Rod's notes. Songs in which there is a dilemma over possible marriage partners abound. The usual pattern is that parents wish a woman to choose a particular man, while she inclines to another, usually of lower social status. Here, the reverse is true, and she marries the squire instead of the farmer, although this is most atypical of this ballad. The farmer is more usually a rich lord's son. This is a Scottish ballad, often known as Catherine Jaffray, and Mrs. Costello's splendid and very full version is a great surprise to find in industrial Birmingham in the 1950s. It is very rare in England. Only two other English singers have been collected, Charles Neville and Robert Parrish, both from Somerset. It has, however, been found quite frequently in North America. Although Cecilia's version doesn't make this terribly clear, the trick the squire plays is a clever one. Elves and fairies are known to dress in green, and since they are lightly built, often ride two to a horse. So when the squire arrives at the wedding house with a company of green-clad, double-mounted men, they are taken to be an elvish host, and nobody in their right mind messes with the elves. Thus the squire is able to abduct his love out of the middle of the company without any problem. Well, let's hear the marvellous singer, Mrs. Cecilia Costello of Birmingham, singing this week's Child Ballad, There Was a Lord in Edinburgh. And in the second half, Sam will surprise you with a delightful version from a contemporary singer called The Green Wedding.
There was a squire in Edinburgh lived, and a squire of a high degree. He came to court a country girl, and a comely maid was she. When her father came to hear of it, oh, an angry man was he. He requested of his daughter dear for to shun his company. Now there was a farmer lived in the east, and he had one only son. He came to court this country girl until he had a one. He got consent from a father and mother, from old and young likewise. But still she cries, I am undone, whilst the tears roll from her eyes. She sent her lover a letter and she sealed it with her hand. Say, my dearest dear, I'm going to be wed unto a farmer's son. Oh, the very first line that he read of it, he smiled and this did say. Oh, I will deprive him of his bride all on his wedding day. He sent her back an answer to be sure and dress in green, and a suit of the same he would put on the wedding to prepare. Then he looked east and he looked west, he looked all round his land. He mounted 80 of his men onto the cottage clan. He mounted them all with a milk-white steed, and an angry man rode he. And away, away to him, but a wench with his company dressed in green. Oh, you are welcome here, you are welcome here, where have you been all day? And who are all those gentlemen that are riding out this way? He laughed at her, he scoffed at them, he smiled, and this did say, oh, there may have been some very jolly troops that would ride out today. Then up spoke the intended groom, and an angry man was he. If it is for fight that you've came here, well, I am the man for thee. Oh, it's not for fight that I've came here, but friendship for to show. Saying, give me one kiss from your bonny lips, and away from you I'll go. He caught hold of a lily white hand around the middle so small. He brought her out of the wedding house without the leaf of all. He brought her out of the wedding house without the leaf of me. And away, away to him, but I went with his company dressed in green.
Oh, slagging Ireland, farewell, farewell to thee. Your bride has turned into decay. All of your sons, they have deserted you. So now your most return unto the clay. In just one century, you have lived and you have died. Your birth meant life to many men. You thrived with Bolkhovon and the engine of steam. Now they have gone and you're alone again. So slaggy island, farewell, farewell to thee. Your bride has turned into decay. All of your sons, they have deserted you. So now you must return unto the clay. When I was young in your streets, I did laugh and play. In Coral, Connaught, Pearl Street too. Your walls, they sheltered me from the wind and the rain. But now the hammer is all that's left for you. So slaggy island, farewell, farewell to thee. Your pride has turned into decay. All of your sons, they have deserted you. So now pass away. Now it is your turn to say goodbye. The social life you built, it will die with you. When windowed mountains take the sun from your sky, doors like the island, farewell, farewell to thee. Your pride has turned into decay. All of your sons, they have deserted you. So now you must return unto the clay.
The one and only Vin Garbutt, isn't he missed? Vin passed away on the 6th of June 2017, which means it's 9 years since he left a huge hole in the folk scene, one of the most popular artists, without a doubt, of the last century on the English live music scene. A brilliant performer and, as you just heard, a brilliant songwriter as well. Most of you will remember exactly where you were when you heard that Vin had passed away. I was stood with Nancy on the deck of a house in Hyams Beach in southern New South Wales on the coast. And when we heard that Vin had died, we went outside and stood on the deck to think about him and to raise a glass to him. And a double rainbow came out over our heads over Hyams Beach. And we called it Vin's Rainbow. And I'm sure you've got stories yourself about him and his brilliance and his effect on all of our lives. Wonderful. Vin Garbutt there. Going to play you a wonderful artist now from Leeds. Her name is Roberta Smith. She's been around on the scene for a good number of years. She started writing songs when she was very young and started winning talent competitions very soon after that. And she's been plying her trade for many decades. She's supported many fine artists, including opening for Ralph McTell and playing a lot at Leeds University. And her new EP is called Humdrum 5. And I think this song is rather great. And it's called 5. This is Roberta Smith.
5 pennies in my pocket, 5 seasons in my year, 5 pictures in my pocket. I do not think I belong down here. Feelings in my feelings.
All the time from me today, but Sam Hindley will be here shortly after the break with a great set of songs and tunes for you and an interview with one of his all-time musical heroes, John McCusker. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of beautiful, beautiful music from the Armenian Duruk master Jivan Gasparyan, and this is A Cool Wind Is Blowing. Look after each other and stick around now for Sam Hindley here on Thankfulness It's Folk on Sheffield Live Radio.